episode of his biography of Victor Herbert, Eddie Dowling again presents the popular star of stage and screen, Mr. Hal Skelly, who will recount another of his interesting experiences with the great composer. I take great pleasure in again introducing Mr. Hal Skelly.
Victor Herbert. I don't believe any man ever had a greater admirer than Victor Herbert had in me. The first time I met him was the opening night of Red Mill. Gee, I'll never forget that overture. Was a very informal one. I was about 14 and stage struck. A little after 7, I took my place in a long line of other Herbert enthusiasts, waiting for the gallery door to open at the Knickerbocker Theater, when suddenly we heard the sound of horses' hoofs tearing down the street. It was the first runaway I had ever seen. A man had started to cross the street toward the theater, evidently so wrapped up in his thoughts he didn't even hear the sound of hoofs. The horses were almost upon him when he looked around, and then in his hurry to get out of the way, stumbled and fell right in the path of the runaway. I ran out and just managed to grab the bridle. The horse swung around sharply, and then he gave his head a violent toss, which incidentally cost me about 20 feet. I picked myself up when the stranger came hurriedly over to me.
Are you hurt, my boy?
Oh, no. I'm all right, I guess.
You saved me from a bad accident. Oh, walk down the street with me. I want to talk to you.
Oh, that's all right. The gallery door is open now, and I want to get a good seat.
Well, you won't have to go in the gallery, my boy. Take this card around to the manager, and look me up after the show.
With that, he disappeared through the stage door. I hustled around to the box office, delighted at the chance of getting a free seat. In the lobby, I stopped to read the card, and my eyes nearly jumped out of my head. The name engraved on the card was Victor Herbert. Underneath, he had written in pencil, "This boy just saved me from a bad scrape. Take care of him." The card, well, it meant more to me than all the free seats in the world. So I put it carefully away and went back to the gallery. As I reached the ticket window, a man rushed up who had bought a ticket in advance and wanted to return it. I grabbed the ticket, gave the man the money. My seat was in the first row in the balcony. I had a good view of the audience downstairs, and what a sight it was. A Victor Herbert opening in those days was a society event. Soon, I was listening to a song that became a hit overnight.
Love is a queer little elephant's life.
Best
I certainly contributed my share of applause after that number. I was so enthusiastic, I gave vent to a good old gallery custom, whistling. Say, I whistled so long and so loud that a big Irishman sitting next to me threatened to throw me over the rail if I didn't stop. That kept me quiet. But during the intermission, the orchestra played a medley that nearly started me off again. The card Mr. Herbert had given me. Say, what a thrill I got every time I read the inscription. But finally, like all good things, the show came to an end with this number. After the show, intending to see Mr. Herbert, but found him surrounded by such elegant people, I decided to wait till I had a better chance, which didn't come till some years later. But the surprise it gave Mr. Herbert when I showed him the card was worth waiting for. Well, I haven't time to tell you now, but I'll save it for my next episode. Good night.
In this episode, Mr. Skelly has told you how he first met Victor Herbert. In the next program, Mr. Skelly will tell you what this meeting led to. Your local sponsor will announce the date of the next program. Your announcer is Leland Lee. This production is by famous artists of the air.